The History of Pop Music, 1978, by Phil the Test Manager. Featured song, Hello Mr. Blue Sky. This is a series of articles looking at pop music from 1955, when in my opinion proper pop music began, up to 1999 when they stopped making it. One article for each year. I am only going to select one featured song for each article, which makes it hard. I am going to try and select a different artist for each year. For many people, and I include myself, you tend to still like the tunes you heard during childhood, which your parents often played. So rather than just pick the top 10 hits of each year, I shall let you know what they were, but also the tunes of that year, not necessarily in the top 10 or so, what were in my view classics. I also add a couple of events in history for that year. It helps bring back memories, and hopefully happy ones. Not everyone will like my choices, of course, and you may remember some from each particular year that you feel should have been included, so do please post a link to the song. So, on we go with memories from 1978. Thank you, Wiki. This year was about end of the fireman's strike, the first test tube baby, bread bakers going on strike. Grease is the word, and Night Fever being the highlights. Pretty boring year really, apart from the music. What was I doing in this year? I was 22. In the summer I went home on leave and got married to the first wife. Stupid thing to do. She wouldn't come out to Germany, so I managed a posting back to the UK in Maidstone. She came to live with me in a house the army provided, and she buggered off after 3 days. I went down to Corporal Mess to have a drink that night. Then me and a few lads went down the town, and I met my second and present wife. Not a bad day at all, really. Got the divorce thing going, had to wait 2 years in them days. TV programs included. An Audience with Programs is aired. The first presenter is Jasper Carrot. I liked him, and his insurance car sketch was very funny. Going Straight with Ronnie Barker, April Dennis Potter's serial Pennies from Heaven was shown, I liked that as well. Return of the Saint with a new actor named Ian Ogilvy, Edward and Mrs. Simpson. Larry Grayson succeeds Bruce Forsyth as presenter of The Generation Game. My favorite shows of the time started in this year, Blake S7, All Creatures Great and Small and Butterflies. Cheggers Plays Pop also started. Events. Prime Minister James Callaghan, Labour. The 16th of January, the firefighters' strike ends after 3 months when fire crews accept an offer of a 10% pay rise and reduced working hours. The 30th of January, opposition leader Margaret Thatcher says that many Britons fear being swamped by people with a different culture. The 3rd of February, an opinion poll conducted for the Daily Mail shows the Conservative opposition 11 points ahead of the Labour government, with an election due by October next year. The turnaround in fortunes for the Conservatives, who last month were narrowly behind Labour, is attributed to Margaret Thatcher's recent comments on immigration. The 23rd of April, Nottingham Forest win the Football League First Division title for the first time in their history. I am not a Wendy Ball fan these days, but was back then, and this was the team I supported. The 19th of June, spoiler cricketer Ian Botham becomes the first man in the history of the game to score a century and take 8 wickets in one innings of a test match. / Spoiler. The 25th of July, Louise Brown becomes the world's first human born from in vitro fertilization, in Oldham. The 7th of September, Prime Minister James Callaghan announces that he will not call a general election for this autumn, and faces accusations from Tory leader Margaret Thatcher and Liberal leader David Steele of running scared, in spite of many opinion polls showing that Labour, currently a minority government, could win an election now with a majority, safeguarding its place in government until 1983. 1-22 December, the BBC was hit by a series of strikes. From Thursday the 21st of December, on television BBC One and BBC Two were taken off air, as the BBC members of the ABS union went on strike over pay. On Friday the 22nd of December, The ABS union called its radio members out on strike, which led to the merging of BBC Radio 1, 2, 3 and 4 into a one national radio network, which from 4:00 p.m. that Friday provided a management-run schedule of news and music. The top 10 singles with a YouTube hyperlink on the title. Top hits of 1978. 1 Boney M. Rivers of Babylon, Brown Girl in the Ring. 2 John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, You're the One That I Want. 3 John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, Summer Nights. 4 The Commodores, 3 Times a Lady. 5 The Bee Gees, Night Fever. 6 Father Abraham Smurf Song. 7 ABBA, Take a Chance on Me. 8 Brian and Michael, Matchstalk Men and Matchstalk Cats and Dogs. 9 Boomtown Rats, Rat Trap. 10 Kate Bush, Wuthering Heights. What a year for ABBA still. Bee Gees with the soundtrack from Night Fever, Boney M. The film Grease came out with some terrific songs. Darts made a big breakthrough and started owning top along with Show Addy Waddy, Blondie and Boney M. Hello, of course, this year with Mr. Blue Sky, Sweet Talkin' Woman, and Wild West Hero. Blondie, of course, what a cracker she was. My choice for the featured song was very difficult. Hardest choice ever so far, and more songs chosen, as it was a great year for great tunes. The song, Mr. Blue Sky, is a song by British rock group Electric Light Orchestra, ELO, featured on the band's 7th studio album Out of the Blue, 1977. Written and produced by frontman Jeff Lynne, the song forms the 4th and final track of the Concerto for a Rainy Day Suite, on side 3 of the original double album. Mr. Blue Sky was the 2nd single to be taken from Out of the Blue, peaking at number 6 in the UK singles chart and number 35 in the United States. In a BBC radio interview, Lynne talked about writing Mr. Blue Sky after locking himself away in a Swiss chalet and attempting to write LOS follow-up to A New World Record. It was dark and misty for 2 weeks, and I didn't come up with a thing. Suddenly the sun shone and it was, wow, look at those beautiful Alps. I wrote Mr. Blue Sky and 13 other songs in the next 2 weeks. Jeff Lynne re-recorded the song and other LO tracks in his own home studio in 2012. The resulting album, Mr. Blue Sky, the very best of Electric Light Orchestra, was released under the ELO name. Absolute classic to me. More writings on this song here, Mr. Blue Sky. In my view, the best songs of the year, after the featured track and most of the above top 10, are Best to Right Click and Open in a New Window. Village People, YMCA Gayness Personified. Thought I had better put this at the top of the list to get it over with. Smokey O'Carroll Super Song. Boney M. Rivers of Babylon Classic. Boney M. Brown Girl in the Ring. Rivers of Babylon came out and got to no one, then went down to about no 20, then went back up again for 9 weeks, peaking at no 2, as the DJs would play the B-side. Boney M. Rasputin. Darts Come Back My Love. When you first saw Denny Garty and just had to love the sound this band made. Another group on my playlist. Darts The Boy from New York City. Rita Ray is the lady singer, great voice. Darts It's Raining, great voices and harmony. Show Addy Waddy, I Wonder Why. Cannot Hear This With Doing the Opening Lines, Anan nananananananananan, or something like that. Show Addy Waddy, Pretty Little Angel Eyes. Show Addy Waddy, A Little Bit of Soap. Wonderful harmonies. Hello Sweet Talking Woman. Hello Wild West Hero. ABBA Summer Night City. Bee Gees Stayin' Alive. This Is What Disco Is All About. Blondie Picture This. Donna Summer MacArthur Park. This Lady Can Really Sing. Leo Sayer, I Can't Stop Loving You. Much Underrated Singer This Guy. Yvonne Illimon, If I Can't Have You SNF Again. Justin Hayward, Forever Autumn, with lyrics so you can sing along as well. Blondie Dennis. Susie Quattro, If You Can't Give Me Love. Jerry Rafferty, Baker Street and No, Bob, ill have a pee, please. Hollis did not play the sax. It was Raphael Ravenscroft. Lindisfarne Run for Home, another very much underrated band. Blondie Hanging on the Telephone. The Rolling Stones' Miss You. Bob Marley Is This Love. Plastic Bertrand C.A. Plain Pomoy. Frankie Valli Grease. Olivia Neutron Bomb Hopelessly Devoted to You, another from Greece, but she is lovely. 10cc Dreadlock Holiday. Donna Summer Love's Unkind Great Sound. The Motors Airport. Bill Withers Lovely Day. Brotherhood of Man Figaro Total Rip-Off of ABBA with Fernando, but they somehow got away with it. Clout Substitute Girl Band, Great Tune. Rose Royce Love Don't He Live Here Anymore. Bonnie Tyler It's a Heartache I Called Her the Female Rod Stewart, I Like It. Althea and Donna Uptown Top Ranking One Hit Wonder, but Good Song. Frankie Miller Darling. Bee Gees Too Much Heave, not exactly breaking new ground here, but a classic though. Rod Stewart Do You Think I Am Sex. A Taste of Honey Boogie Oogie Oogie Good Disco Stuff. Dean Friedman Lucky Stars. The Jacksons Blame It on the Boogie Michael Looking Quite Dand Here. Boney M. Mary S. Boy Child, another perennial Christmas song. Ian Dury and the Blockheads What a Waste. Genesis Follow You Follow Me, not really a favorite, just did not want to get lynched for not including a Genesis song. Fun Song, Jilted John Jilted John. Fun Song, The Barren Knights A Taste of Aggro. 50 songs for 1978, the most ever, as there were so many great tunes around. Hat Tips 2. www.ukcharts.topsource.info. These give the top 100 selling charts for each year. www.everyhit.com web link. These give the top 10 songs for each year. www.youtube.com. You know them. Next Time 1979. Copyright Phil the Test Manager 2019.